We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So that's why I believe they were going to ban Alex Cora for life. I think that was on the table. I think there was probably some discussion of that. And then they started negotiating. Well, if you can him and we can keep this under wraps and keep it to just you two teams, we'll give him a 1 year or a 2 year ban. He can continue his career because I think he's going to manage again now. I think he now will manage again. It'll start in some small market where a buddy is now the president.
I don't think he'll be a man. I think it's going to be a 5 year show cause penalty like the NCAA.
Yeah,
I think
he'll be back.
Well, I think it's going to be that long. Just for me, I just don't see it being. I don't know. Some people he banned for life. No way. No, I'm not doing that. But the one thing about him is that now a lot of teams, and even though he might be officially banned for 2 years, he's now the Colin Kaepernick of baseball.
See, I don't think so because I think internally there's going to be a knowledge of
because organizations
everyone he was doing it. Why is he paying the price for everybody?
But organizations don't want to be associated with a known cheater.
Yeah,
An egregiously known cheater.
Mark McGwire came back.
He did.
He was a batting coach for what, the Cardinals and then Angels?
Dodgers, whatever. Yeah.
No, I mean, everybody comes back.
Yeah, Cora will. This will all pass. This too will pass.
Yes, this too shall pass.
But I just don't see it passing any time in the next 5 years. All right, the fallout from Cora's firing, your thoughts on that, 617-779-7937. And I asked this question, I want to get your thoughts on this on the side that I asked Thursday night. How come when the when the Patriots are involved in something controversial, Deflategate, Spygate, anything other that ownership might have had an issue with or whatever, everybody in New England circles the wagons and galvanizes and protects the Patriots. When the Red Sox do something, oh boy, do they throw them far underneath that bus. It's interesting. I'll get to my reason why I think that everybody around here will always give the Pats unconditional love and support, and they don't do the Red Sox. And what did you think of that pathetic Dog and Pony Show press conference that we saw the other day? 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Celtics look to snap a two-game skid tonight against the Phoenix Suns. Tip-off at 7 over at TD Garden. Bruins off till tomorrow. They will face the Penguins in Pittsburgh. The Bees waived 14-year veteran David Backes. Backes played in 16 games this season, only recorded 3 points. I'm going to say this about Backes. I think he's going to be a tremendous, if he wants to be, a future broadcaster. He speaks great. I think he would be awesome on, you know, whether NHL Network or NESN. Right. I think Backes is, if he ever wants to get into broadcasting, I think that's his calling. Ultimately, now that, well, it looks like at least his Bruins career is over. Championship weekend set to kick off tomorrow. Derrick Henry and the Titans go to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers go to San Francisco to take on Jimmy G, former Patriot, and the 49ers. And other NFL news, the Giants have agreed with former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett to be their next offensive coordinator. And the Pro Football Talk is reporting that the NFL and the NFLPA are close to reaching an agreement for a new labor deal. That's interesting.
Well, that's big news.
That's like no fear of a strike like there was in 2011, huh?
Doesn't sound like it, although there's a concern coming because they actually have a leadership vote. And I'm trying to think, there's an ex-player running, wants to take DeMaurice Smith's job. He's the head of the NFLPA. And people are concerned if they don't ratify a new CBA before that, if there were a leadership change, blow it all up because now you have a different voice at the bargaining table.
And WEI has announced the Red Sox broadcasting team for the 2020 season. Joe Castig will be joined in his 38th year by the rotating cast of Will Fleming, Sean McDonald, and Lou Maloney. Boog Shambi and Dave O'Brien will also call select games. Don't miss Maloney and Bradfo today from noon to 3, broadcasting live from Red Sox Winter Weekend at MGM Springfield. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEEI.com. We'll get your phone calls, 617-779-7937 on Mark and Hart.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Why people describe what Alex did in the terms that they say it. You know, he was the mastermind. He cheated. He affected games. People lost jobs. Championships were won. When you do something like that, you get fired. You know what? I agree. Why do you feel so strongly about this one and not about Bill? But yet you defend the Patriots till you die. Till you die.
Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that question.
Okay, I can. I admit it. They love the Patriots.
Yeah, that's it.
They don't like the Red Sox. So just say that.
We're the good-looking older brother. You're the short one. If this was the movie
Just be honest.
You're Danny DeVito. We're Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, that was Christian Forey, Lou Maloney talking about, and I asked this question the other night as well. I asked it to you that when the Patriots, who has been at the epicenter of a couple controversies, just to be not a few, throughout the course of the last 15 years, everybody here galvanizes, everybody here circles the wagons, everybody here wraps their arms around them and defends them and gets ready with the shields to protect from all the national bow and arrows and bullets that people want to shoot at them. But when this Red Sox thing happened, man, I didn't hear really anybody at all. Certainly not many people defended Cora and even less defended the ownership. And I think a lot had to do with the Dog and Pony Show press conference that we had the other day at Fenway Park. But it's amazing. And I think this week, one guy who had to sleep a lot easier was Robert Kraft. I think Robert Kraft slept a lot easier just to see that, oh, okay, because, you know, he went through something over a year ago, and it was holy hell for a few months, and then it's kind of gone away, even though, it, you know, for whatever, you know, legal reasons down in Florida, somebody trying to get attention is going to still keep this thing alive. But I think if you're Robert Kraft and the Patriots, you're sort of like, well, how do you deal with this right now?
Well, I also think it galvanizes your feeling of connectivity with your fan base, I think, and seeing how others are dealt with and realizing, you know what, I do have a connection with my core fan base. And it's natural. Robert Kraft is a New Englander. As he likes to tell you, he was a former season ticket holder.
And he and his dad sat at the nosebleeds on top of the bleachers at Schaefer Stadium.
And what is John Henry?
He's a multi-billionaire.
And he's an investor.
And he's an introverted, eccentric, socially awkward weirdo.
But he's not even our introverted, socially awkward. He owned the Marlins. Oh, he did this. He moved around. He's not us.
No.
He doesn't feel like one of us. Even though Robert Kraft is as far from us as you can get. Right? He's a $4 billion value. But he's a local guy, and it's entrenched. There's continuity. Right? They worked their way up together. Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady. There's a core. Alex Cora has been here a couple of years. Like, even though John Henry's been here for whatever it is now, 19, 20 years almost, doesn't really feel like it.
No.
Like, he's not entrenched as a...
No.
And he's not likable. Maybe he doesn't want to hear that. Is he likable? Is there anybody that looks at him, listens to him, and says, that guy's pretty cool?
You just took the words right out of the mouth. When I was working here about a year and a half ago in TV, we covered the Patriots doing something prior to Christmas at the Boys and Girls Club in Roxbury.
Sure.
Okay. Stacey James was there. Robert Kraft was there. Robert Kraft's a man of the people.
Yep.
People, I tell you what, you go up to Robert Kraft, he's approachable. He's a guy that people look at, like you said, and that you took it right out of my mouth. Robert Kraft is likable.
Right.
The Patriots are lovable. And when people come at, even Jimmy Kimmel did something a few years ago when Brady was going through the whole Deflategate thing, and they had all these movie stars, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Mark Wahlberg. They're all doing these things. Don't mess with Tommy. Tommy's on. And they were imitating as if they were but they really, and even though it was joke, that was no joke in the sense that that's how New England feels. You come after Brady and you accuse him of cheating, which the Deflategate and the whole other thing, there was never any proof and all that stuff. People here, let's just be real. People were waiting for Roger Goodell to come here at the beginning of the 2017 season with the Chiefs on a Thursday night game when the Patriots were raising banner number 5. And so people here were waiting for that. But when you do it to the Red Sox, that's just it. They're not likable.
And they're not connected.
And
you know, you bring up one example of Robert Kraft at a Boys and Girls Club, I think. That happens.
All the time.
30, 40 times
a
year.
He's a man of the people.
So each one of those events, there's 200 people there, let's say. Each one of those people tells their friends and family,
yep.
Robert Kraft shook my, can you believe that? Robert Kraft, $4 billion he's worth. You know, yeah. He didn't have to do that.
No.
Now they all, and all of a sudden it spreads like wildfire that he's a good guy, man of the people. He said, you know, he's like us. He's pissed that Belichick let Vinatieri go. He said it. He gets pissed. He's, even though he isn't, right, because he's in a whole different stratosphere.
Lower right corner.
There's a lot of people that have had some sort of connection or know somebody who had a connection. I couldn't tell you, honestly, and I'm sure the Red Sox Charitable Foundation does a lot of good things.
Yeah, they do.
Sure. And I'm sure John Henry does some events, but I can tell you, you see Robert Kraft at events every week, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like, it's just he's more entrenched in the Boston sports community.
Well, let me tell you a funny story. So Robert Kraft, I met him for the first time at the 2013 Final Four in Atlanta, and I was doing afternoon radio in Charlotte. And I just said, hey, listen, man, my dad's the biggest Patriots fan in the world. He goes, write your dad's name on the back of your business card and his home address. I didn't tell my dad I met Robert Kraft. 1 week after the Final Four, on a Saturday afternoon, my father got a letter from the Patriots written by Robert Kraft, personalized to him, said, hey, yep. You know, and it's framed up downstairs in the man cave at my parents' place. And then, so listen to this. So 2 years ago, I'm walking around Back Bay near the Pru, and Robert Kraft just happened to come up on the side with some of his people. I said, hey, I'm here now. I'm up. I made it back home finally. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, how's your dad doing? He remember, this was 4 years ago. He goes, how's your dad doing? Oh, he's doing good. He goes, call him. He goes, call him. I said, so I go to call. He goes, as I'm calling, he goes, well, they don't have FaceTime. I said, Mr. Kraft, my parents aren't as technologically savvy as you are. They do not have FaceTime, but we're going to call him. So he gets him on the phone and goes, hey, it's Bob Kraft. What did you think about the game last week versus, and I'm like, unbelievable.
Right.
Like, that's him.
And that's,
yeah,
the value of that can't be measured.
No.
The number of people that have had some personal interaction,
right.
You know, you see it, and I don't want to make this comparison, so nobody call in, but, you know, like you'll have a gangster, like a Buddy Cianci down in Providence, or a Whitey Bulger, who does some shady things, but there's a lot of people that love that person. Why? Because in their personal interaction, when they ran into him once, or they needed a favor, that guy was there for them, and that personal interaction supersedes all the other stuff. I don't know that John Henry has that with very many people in Boston, in New England, and Robert does. And that goodwill buys you something, right? Buys you benefit of the doubt, buys you support. Oh, that's my guy. Like, I'm staying with him. Like, I know they cheated or they did this or he did this and, you know, but that's my guy and I'm sticking with him.
Yeah. I mean, he called my daddy. He's like, hey, what did you think about last week's game? I'm like, what? Like, wait a second. You should be asking.
Run the ball on the goal line. Jeez.
Like, but that's, and you know what about him? It's authentic.
Yeah.
It's authentic. It's real. It's just, it's complete. There's nothing disingenuous, which unfortunately is what we saw. Like, here was the biggest issue with the press conference this week was it was an insult to all of the fans and media's intelligence. That's what it was. It was an insult. You did not mutually part ways. Alex Cora, who was born and came up the hard way and came up, you know, from Puerto Rico and went to the University of Miami and was able, you know, spent, you know, his college years with a family and he learned English there and he worked the hard way. Alex Cora did not wake up this week and said, you know what? I no longer want to be the manager of the Boston Red Sox. I just feel as though it's time for a change. There was folks.
But it may have been negotiated. He may have been part of a negotiation where they said, listen, you can try to fight this and hang it out. You might get banned for life. You can part ways with the Red Sox and maybe we go easy on you. Maybe we give you a 1 or 2 year ban and a couple of years, time passes and you're back in baseball.
Well, that's and therein lies the quote, reserve judgment thing. All right, a lot of people want to chime in on this. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. 617-779-7937. And I think the one word that you can differentiate, Patriots v. Red Sox, likability versus non-likability.
Right.
That's it. That's basically what it comes.
John Henry is closer to Charlie
Bill Gates.
Jacobs. Jeremy Jacobs.
Yeah.
You know, sort of a distant owner. You know who the owner is, but you've never run into him at a fan rally or down whatever, whereas Robert is the local guy who made his bones and was able to buy the team. That's what he is. Local guy made good.
Yeah, he did. And therein lies the difference in why if something happens in Foxborough, hey, and you could say as bad as this is, okay, nothing's worse than what happened with Aaron Hernandez. I didn't even bring that up.
Right.
And look, through all of that, people still support the Patriots. People still buy the jerseys. People still will buy season tickets and buy tickets. That, even after having a murderer on your team, which is, with all due respect to everything that Alex Cora did or allegedly did, whatever, there's nothing worse than taking another human being's life other than Jerry Sandusky. But, like, that's as low as it gets for someone. And the Patriots were able to, you know, people just, they didn't. There was no residual effects. I mean, yeah, it was a lot of negative, and Mr. Kraft got subpoenaed to the stand. But other than that, people still support him unequivocally.
Yep.
All right, 617-779-7937. Mark and Hart.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, Mark and Hart, 617-779-7937. Now, any further ado, we go right to the phones. We appreciate your patience and your holding. Your thoughts on the Alex Cora situation and why the Patriots, even with their, well, many controversies they had there, people here love them. I'm just going to read just one thing from the text line. See, someone just said, plain and simple, Bob Kraft is one of us, and that's it. And you know, and Red Sox are not a likable team. And that's something that, and I'll go back to a Celtics playoff game. It was a couple years ago. And I want to say, it might have been during their run to the Eastern Conference Finals without Kyrie Irving. And John Henry was there. Bob Kraft was there. And so they showed up on the screen, you know, like all these people who were there that night. And, you know, it's like maybe, I think Edelman was there too. Everyone went nuts. They showed John Henry crickets, or you heard a smattering of boos. Then they showed Robert Kraft. The whole garden erupted. They're like, yeah. It was like, and therein lies exactly what we're talking about right now.
We are all Patriots.
I know it's a small sample size, 18,500, but those 18,500 pretty much was speaking for pretty much everybody in New England.
It's not that small a sample size. That's bigger than most political polls.
Yeah, which is true. And we know how much those meant before the election a few years ago, right? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mike in a car. What's up, Mike?
Mike!
You know what? I'm going to give Mike credit on one thing.
We had absolutely nothing, so I don't think that's actually working.
No, I know, but I'm going to give him credit on one thing, is that we had him on hold, so I'll put him on hold. Joe's up next in the car. What's up, Joe?
Joe, I think this is our problem.
Oh.
I don't hear anything.
Usually
you hear a little background noise.
Now I'm starting to wonder if this is us.
I think it's us.
Yeah.
This is an us problem. This is not a them problem. This is an us problem.
Okay, well, we'll get back to the phone lines and figure it out here.
This usually doesn't happen.
No, not at all. Not back to back. Like, you ever with one guy falling asleep at the wheel.
Right,
and
no,
just
that's an us problem. There was no background noise. There was nothing.
All right, so Eamon's working on that. But the one thing I will say is that this is a bad look. And you know what the worst part is? That this is happening right when the season starts. Or right before the season starting.
Right.
What's going on?
You want an update on the callers?
Yeah.
I just tried to talk to both of them. Crickets.
Really?
Nothing. Neither of them were there.
You were right, Hart. You were right.
It's, yeah.
No,
it's
but
our
I,
phone lines,
I screened them, and there's they were
there's no
fine.
Way two guys are sitting there on the phone but not listening.
I don't know.
Well, no
chance. It's the first time it's ever happened.
This is us.
Okay. I don't blame other people. This is us. No, I think it is. Well, we'll find out because we have other lines called. They're going to test it out as well.
If you want to not be able to hear us and we can't hear you, be sure to call.
Yes. 617-779-7937 is the number. Get it. But the one thing that this is that now what people have done regarding this whole cheating scandal is that for Alex Cora, he is the guy that will take the fall for this. And that's why I do think when the whole quote, two things came out of this. We're going to follow the commissioner's directive.
Correct.
And wait to reserve judgment.
The one thing I'll take out of this, I don't know if it's respect or fear, but Manfred has it. Like, there's some yoke there. They seem to really fear if we don't follow it, we could be in trouble.
Well, and I got to give credit to Jim Crane on this as well, the owner of the Astros. Jim Crane, he, like, within an hour and a half of MLB dropping the hammer on, I think, the best manager in baseball, A.J. Hinch, and Jeff Luhnow, Jim Crane's like, no, we're done. They're gone. That's it. We're moving on. Like,
I'm not sure how much respect Hinch has in baseball. Did you read there was Trevor Bauer has been an interestingly outspoken guy on all this, and they tried to play the hate, marry, kill, you know, the game. Basically, with managers.
Love, marry, kill?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. And he had Hinch as his third by far, which I thought was interesting. I think the way he put it is, I got to go find it. He did a chat yesterday.
But here's the thing about Hinch is that a lot of people don't know is that he apparently is the one who tried destroying these monitors a couple times.
Right.
But then he came out with, like, I'm just the manager. Well, dude, that's like.
That sentence doesn't work.
Right. Like, you are. Yeah. You're
it's like Trump saying, I'm just the president. Don't blame me for anything. Yeah. No, you're the president. Good or bad, you're taking the arrows.
That's it. It was all right. All right. We'll try this again. All right. There we go.
See, Joe, background noise.
Joe in a car. What's up, Joe?
Yes, you know, one reason the Patriots get a pass, I think, is the overall quality of the ownership, the way they treat people. They never trash anybody when they're out of town. They've taken, when they leave town, they've taken chances on various people. Sometimes it's worked out, sometimes it hasn't. The hit job that the Sox did on Francona was absolutely terrible. And there's no excuse for it. I think people, that sticks in people's craw.
Yep.
And they've done that with other people.
Hey, Joe, how about the fact that during the Jimmy Fund one year that they fired Ben Sherrington and escorted him out of Fenway Park during the Jimmy Fund?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Joe, yep. I think you're onto something because the last I can really remember, Lawyer Malloy, when he was cut right on the eve of the season, ended up going to the Bills, and that was they hate their coach. They got blown out. Pivoty towards a player. They said Lawyer lost a step, and he hadn't made any plays in a couple of years, and he wasn't the player he once was. There were all these whispers and sources, and I think they learned from that. That was a bad look, and I don't think the Red Sox have ever learned.
Even with that nut job, AB, when he left town, he's just gone. That's it.
Right. All Bill,
else to say.
All Bill will say now is, he tried, we tried, and it just didn't work out. Regardless of who the player is, the situation. He tried, we tried, it didn't work out in the end.
Yep, and people respect that.
Yeah, and
that's a good point, Joe.
Hey, Joe, especially with Tito. I mean, you're talking about a guy who not only reversed the curse, he won you another World Series just to prove that one wasn't a fluke 4 years later, 3 years later. And it's like, and you treated him as if he was a summer intern.
Right. And we used the word earlier, likable. Tito's likable.
Oh, of course.
Well, a lot of people like Tito, right?
Yeah, they did.
So they don't like the owner. There's questions about the overall team, but you get rid of a guy and then you trash him on the way out the door. And oh, by the way, fans like that guy. It's a bad look.
Yep. All right. Well, you were wrong. It's not our phone system.
I don't buy that because they called back on different lines and now it's working.
I'm going to take a Mark James victory lap. I was correct. Thank you very
much. You were right, Eamon. You were right. Mike in a car. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I just wanted to piggyback off your guys' statement. I've never met Robert Kraft, but the year that Dave Boufferis got inducted to the Red Sox Hall of Fame, my dad got tickets to go, $450 a plate. John Henry was there, sat with all the commoners, but looked disinterested and didn't appreciate anybody who came into him, turned his head on a few people, just looked like he could have cared less. And I just thought that was a real, you know, for people paying $450 a plate, you'd think he could shake some hands and
kiss some babies.
I
think Henry, we talk about at this political time, like likability and electability. John Henry doesn't have that.
No.
Whatever that is, And it's an issue for a lot of people with celebrities, you know, rich people. A buddy of mine was just my wife was telling me a story about two of our friends met Samuel L. Jackson at an airport.
Oh, no. I met him at the Final Four.
They were like, walking around. No, the exact opposite.
Really?
They were walking around him kind of like, do we go up to him? And he goes, y'all MFers want a picture? Get over here. And he took a picture.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Hey, this is for Mark. Any prediction who's going to win the Royal Rumble?
Oh, man. I you know what? I know. I really don't know. I'll go with Roman Reigns.
Is that just because you haven't followed it, or is that
because the winner goes to the main event at WrestleMania? So I'm going to go Roman Reigns.
And you think it's going to be Roman and Fiend or Roman and Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, the Fiend. Yeah, Bray Wyatt. Yeah. I think that's who it's going to be. So, you know.
We're not doing wrestling on Saturday mornings?
Hey, what are we doing? We do whatever we got to do, man.
I hope your predictions for Royal Rumble are better than your sports predictions.
Dude, you want to hear 50, my bets? 50,
yeah, bet.
Wait,
no, I don't. No, I don't.
No, well, you're going to hear it now since you brought it up. You're going to hear my bets because I am on a winning streak.
Are you? Because you guaranteed the Patriots weren't going to lose to Ryan Tannehill and the Titans.
Well, that was over like...
You guaranteed it was like your five-star pick of the year. You'd put your life on it.
Yeah, well...
And you were wrong, so you're dead.
But here was the thing. I had Tennessee on the money line versus Baltimore.
I understand, but you were wrong. You stood up and yelled, I guarantee he's not losing to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Tannehill in consecutive weeks. I'd put my kids' education on it if I had kids. I'd bet my parents' lives on it. Everybody's dead and poor now because of you.
I got them all here just ready for you. Ready? Just how much of a roll. So since the wild card weekend, which you were right, was bad, I had the money line on the Tennessee Titans. I had the under 47.5 on the Titans Ravens, which with 11.5 minutes to go, it was 40, and they didn't score another point, either one of them, which was crazy. I had the Chiefs minus 10, which they were down 24-0. I had thrown the towel on that one. They come back and cover. And then on Monday night, I had LSU. So it's been a nice little whirlwind.
I'm a degenerate gambler.
Which means I wouldn't touch a single bet of yours this weekend because you're due for the fall. You're due for the fall. Money Mayweather over here. Tell me about the wins, not the losses.
Hey, I got to tell you, this weekend, I don't have a strong feeling. If I had to go with anybody this weekend, I think you're
Chiefs. The Chiefs is the play.
No doubt. No
seven
doubt.
Or seven? What yeah, is it? Seven, seven, seven and a half?
Seven. Like, and I think the fairy tale does come to an end.
Of course.
I think it's got to come to an end. Like, this is not George Mason going to the Final Four.
This isn't Lamar falling on his face because he's not mature enough yet. This isn't Tom Brady's offense. Because the perfect example is the Patriots. The Tennessee Titans dominated that game. King Henry ran the ball down their throat, and it's 14-13. If you're 14-13 in the fourth quarter against Mahomes, you don't feel good because you know Mahomes is two plays away.
Yep.
He's a throw to Hill and a throw to Kelsey from dancing in the end zone and going on to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm rooting for Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans, but it's hard to really sell yourself on.
And the one thing when we talk about likability, when we're comparing the Patriots versus the Red Sox, I like Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah. I'm rooting for him because I think he's the second best coach of this generation. And to really cement that, he needs a Super Bowl ring.
Well, and here's the thing. He hasn't been there in 15 years.
Right.
He
can't lose two AFC title games at home in a row.
No.
Can't do it.
And his former team, the Eagles, 2 years ago won the Super Bowl without him. I'm pulling for the guy.
The only guy I'm rooting against is the Packers. I don't really like Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah. I don't want him either. And you know what? Good for Jimmy G.
Yeah.
What the hell? Good for him.
And they're a likable team in general.
And let me just say this, too. As if the 49ers advance to the Super Bowl, you know who looks even better? Like, and for everything I've said this time and time again, Bill has not had a great first or second round pick since Jimmy G. And Jimmy G we had him.
Wait,
here.
So that makes Bill look better?
Oh, yeah.
For giving him up for a second-round pick?
Bill didn't want to give him up.
How do we know?
He didn't want it. Do you think he wanted to give him up? Yeah, we'll go on the other side.
There's lots of lights flashing over there.
617-779-7937.
Don't shake your head back there behind the glass.
You guys would shut
up. It's a three-hour show. What does it matter how we break it up? We're here from 9 to 12. You figure out the details in the middle. If you got to play an extra break, play a break.
You guys are only
we're having good sports talk here. Let's go.
Yeah, Eamon's right on that one. Yes, we are abbreviated today. We'll only be here till noon, and then we'll hand it off to Mutt, Bradford, and Merlone, who are at Winter Weekend, MGM in Springfield. Oh, by the way, if you're going, don't expect Alex Cora to be there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.